Welcome to our podcast at Home on the Lakeshore, where we talk about home loans with our local home loan experts at United One Credit Union. This is episode number 5. So thank you for joining us today. Let's welcome back in our home loan experts, Linda, Carrie, Julie. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2024.
I cannot believe we're in 2024, but Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, this time of year always brings with it that new perspective and a chance to start fresh. Do any of you have a New Year's resolution?
Get back to exercise.
That's mine too. The oldest one in the book. Get to the gym.
Classic resolution there, right?
It is. Then you go all the way. Yep, you go all the way through probably 2 months and then go, oh, this is too much. You stop.
Too much turkey and fudge and candy and cookies and everything else.
Yes, yes. And speaking of too much Christmas stuff, Carrie, I believe I see in the background there that you still have your Christmas tree up.
Yes, I am one of those people. I love Christmas, and it usually is January to February when I take mine down, so I still do have it up.
Oh, man.
Okay. Still rocking the Christmas spirit.
We should run a poll or something and ask our members, hey, who leaves it up and for how long?
Ooh, that's an idea. Yeah. Hey, we had a neighbor, he left the Christmas lights up all year round because he just probably didn't want to go up and take them down every year and put them back up.
We were almost those people last year. I think Bob waited until April, May. I think it was like, spring before he took them down. I'm like, why bother at this point?
Yeah, at a certain point, you're like, well, we're close enough now to Christmas again. Just leave them out there.
Right.
Awesome. Well, okay. You know, it's everyone's favorite time in the show. And Julie, hopefully you're ready. You're prepared for this. It's time for Julie's joke of the show. So Julie, take it away.
How do polar bears make their beds?
I don't know if I want to know.
With sheets of ice and blankets of snow.
Oh, how cute.
Okay, yep. That one's a sweeter one. That one's not quite as much of a groaner there, you know.
Yeah.
Still a corny joke.
Yeah, still. Oh, yes, it's got to be, right? That's Julie's joke of the show. It's got to be a little corny, but, you know.
Corny.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, with that, the ice, shall we say, has been broken a little bit with that one there. The sheets of ice and the let's put a blanket of snow on this. So moving on to today's topic is down payment options and assistance. So I know that this topic, it's certainly going to be a great one for conversation today with our experts, as it's one of those first things that new homeowners or those that are getting another home start thinking about how much they will need for a down payment. So take it away, experts.
One thing I like to say, especially right now in January, is tax returns. You know, your tax money that you're getting back. If you think, oh, I don't have money for down payment, and you know that every year or maybe every other year you receive some money back from filing your tax returns, you can use that money for your down payment. And, you know, you could either, if we have other down payment assistance program that can actually help you with it too, you can use both, and then your payment would be smaller too. So if you are thinking of doing your tax returns like this end of this month, get that money prepared.
Excellent. Hey, I do want to address the elephant in the room, right? So when we talk about down payments, it always used to be that that old standard was getting to 20% down. That used to be the old standby that you needed at least 20% down to purchase a home. That just seems so much more challenging than maybe it's ever been before with rent at the levels that it is and things like that. Do people still need to get to 20% down to purchase a home?
They do not. You can get in with as little as 3% down. Actually, one of our newer programs that we're offering is USDA or even VA are 0% down. So yeah, that you don't, that's, it's kind of a old myth now that you do not need the full 20% down. And as far as the 3%, that's why we're here today, is to talk about other options. If you don't have that full 3%, like Linda mentioned, another option is save those tax returns. Or we just got through the Christmas year. Did you get a special gift from a family member? Maybe a large gift. We can use that. Down payment can be a gift from a family member.
They can also look at using things like a loan against an asset. Let's say they have a vehicle that's no money owed on it, free and clear. We could take out a loan against that vehicle and use that money for down payment as well.
And of course, we make sure with that, Carrie, that it fits within your ratios, that we are taking, you know, an additional loan against something towards the purchase of the new home. You know, another kind of elephant in the room per se myth is, you know, just because you have, say, so many loans and you think, oh my God, I have too many loans out there, and my loan balances are really high, I'm never going to get a loan. You know, when you think about those things, we are looking at your required monthly payment, not the amount you owe. So that's something that we look at when we look at the option that Carrie mentioned.
Yep. Other assets we can use is 401k. A lot of people have 401ks. We can look at that. There's usually an amount that you could either withdraw or take a loan against your 401k. And there's certain rules and regulations on, if you indicate you're buying a house, there's, I'm not a tax expert by any means, but I think there's some tax exemptions that happen when you're using it to buy your first home. So that also is another option, is 401ks.
So there's a lot of different options and vehicles that we could assist people that come and reach out to us, and kind of take them each at their own personal point where they're at in their home buying journey, and find out ways that we can find different programs or assistance that might be out there for them to achieve the right level of down payment to get into that home.
Yes, that is correct.
Yep. Even though we are in such an electronic world right now, mortgages love paper. So when all the other options that we've talked about is tax returns and gift money and 401k options, everything comes with a paper trail. We're going to ask, where did those funds come from? We have to be able to paper trail it. So if it is the gift from the family member, hopefully they gave you a check. We can trace that check. Otherwise, well, regardless, the donor has to sign a gift letter saying, yes, they've given you X number of dollars. Both you and the donor do have to sign that. So everything comes with a paper trail. 401k withdrawal, we're going to ask for the statement. We're going to verify that it was deposited into your account. Same with tax returns. We get a copy of those. We get a history of your account. Yes, everything matches up. The hard part is cash. Even though cash is king, it's hard. You can't verify that. So if you have recently sold something or plan to sell something, maybe you have another car that you want to sell, create the offer to purchase, create a bill of sale, have that buyer sign it, take a copy of the title before you sign it over, so that when that deposit comes in, it matches. Everything is in line. So we still love paper.
And of course, we'll remind you of all of this, you know, like Mike had mentioned, is, you know, we cater everything to the person, to their financials, you know, their ability to purchase. We look at all of that with you and make sure that we're putting you in the correct program, you know, with the funds that you have or don't have, because we also have other programs. Once we're looking at all your financials, there is one program that's called a DPP, which is a down payment assistance program, which is actually a grant. The grant, you do not have to pay this money back if you live in the home for 5 years or more. Okay. There is some criteria. We look at your income, how much you make, how much the household makes. That would be every person in the home. That'd be the parents or husbands and wife. If any of your kids that are 18 years or older, I believe, we do look at that income also, making sure that we qualify for the program. Once we do, you can get 10, actually this year, sorry, because every year could be different. So I'm just going to, you know, state that again, is this year for $10,000 that you can get for free money, you would have to contribute $1,000 of your own funds, and then you'd get $10,000 for free. So that's one other really good program we have. Plus, we have additional ones.
Free. That's everyone's favorite word, I would think, you know, or I mean, to get $10,000 and all you have to put down of your own is $1,000. That's pretty awesome. Yeah,
It is definitely. And to stay in the house for 5 years, that goes by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. Then there's another option too for down payment and closing cost assistance is back to WEDA, the Wisconsin Housing Economical Development Authority.
Authority.
Yeah, there's that word again.
They have a second mortgage option, which is called Easy Close, and they will assist with down payment and closing costs. So, taking out that first mortgage with them, you need 3% down, but the Easy Close then can come through and cover that down payment plus an additional. So even some closing costs can be rolled in depending on the sale price. I think we can go up to 6% of the sale price for Easy Close. So depending on how those numbers actually come out, you know, I've had many, many situations where they don't come in with any funds, because they've put down, you know, they paid for their appraisal in advance, or they've had to put down some earnest money, and that counts towards the transaction. So with using Easy Close, a lot of times they don't have to come in with any funds. So WEDA is another very, very good program with their Easy Close option.
Nice. I know earlier you had mentioned that VA, USDA also have some of those options where the down payments can be quite a bit lower, maybe even as low as 0% or down in like the single digits of percent. So far, far from that old myth of the 20% down. You know, if you guys want to dive into some more of those kind of products or different, right. I know that those obviously are unique. The VA and USDA have certain obvious requirements that would be in those.
The VA is nice for people who have been in the military because you don't have to put a down payment down. And then the other nice thing about that program is there's no PMI, which is private mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. With most programs, if you don't put 20% down, typically you have this private mortgage insurance that's added to your monthly payment. But it's kind of a little benefit of serving our country. Thank you very much for those of you who have that. You don't have to put money down or have private mortgage insurance added to your payment. So it's a great program if you've been in the military.
Excellent. The other one that you mentioned was USDA. USDA is a rural development program. There is some basically every address that's presented. So when you have that property, an address is presented to us, we have to do a search for eligibility. And what it's looking for is housing outside of larger cities, metropolitan cities, more developed cities. So more of your outlining townships, smaller cities, those addresses seem to be eligible for USDA, and that's again a zero down payment program. So it's that the property that is the main focus with USDA. The city of Manitowoc, city of Sheboygan, they are not eligible, but just outside those city limits, now you know some of those houses can be eligible. Sometimes I've seen where one side of the street is not eligible, but the other side of the street is eligible.
Yeah.
So you can still get the neighborhood you want. Just keep in mind that address or where the mailbox is and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Excellent. Well, a lot of options out there, you know, so folks, when they reach out, I mean, we've talked several times on our podcasts and past shows and things like that, that we take each of these, you know, mortgage loans and home loans and each of the process on an individual basis. So here again, highlighting that fact that when you come in and talk to the home loan experts, that we're going to listen to each person, your story, where you're at, what you're looking for, and try to find the best avenue that will get you in the home that you want, make you successful as possible as a homeowner, and hopefully find those programs that maybe you yourself as a listener didn't know would be out there that could save you a lot of money or get you into that home a lot cheaper than you thought you might. So if you're out there and you're thinking that maybe 2024 is your year to get into a home and get out of the rent cycle, give us a call. Let's start talking. Let's have some of these conversations and see if we can help you. Home ownership might be closer than you think. Any last comments? Yeah. Any last comments, experts, on down payment options or assistance? I know when I bought my first home, that was one of the first things is, you know, I got the advice from the grandparents and from the parents, and that's when the 20% thing came down. And I just remember looking at my expenses every month and wondering just how in the world am I supposed to collect 20% of how much these homes cost nowadays and then how much rent costs. And when I was doing that, it was a very different time in our history. And then things fluctuate and change throughout the market and throughout history and things like that. But it's great to know that we have some of these programs. Any final thoughts that you want to share about down payment options or assistance that we can provide to potential homeowners?
Don't stress out. Talk to us. We'll walk you through and let you know with what you have and where you're at, what you can afford. That's what we're here for.
Definitely.
Agree. That was very, very nicely said, Carrie. Don't stress out. Don't panic.
You've got experts in your corner, right? People here to help.
You got it. That's right. Why we're here.
No question is a dumb question.
That's true too.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to buying a home, right? I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. And whether you're buying a smaller home, starter home, medium, your second or third home, or a larger home, you know, it's good to know what your budget is and what you need to have and what options you have out there. Because we know that home ownership is a proven way to establish and grow financial strength for you and your family. And we are here to help you achieve that dream, to achieve that success. So if you feel like you're stuck in that rut, that cycle of paying rent and paying somebody else's mortgage and somebody else's kids to go to college, you can achieve this dream and we can help you do that. So, all right, experts, thank you all for sharing your knowledge and expertise with us today. We also like to thank our awesome listeners for joining us. If you, our listeners, have any questions about home loans, home equity, or the home buying process, or even down payments or anything else, please reach out to us. You can contact us by email, homeloans@unitedone.org. We'd love to highlight and answer your questions in a future podcast. So go ahead, drop us a line. Let us help you answer your questions. We'd love to highlight and maybe make that a future topic of a show is a question that you have out there. So please let us know. And if you like what we're doing, we encourage you to give us a like and rate us wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also feel free to share the podcast with others. You're welcome to follow us on social media and Facebook. We can be found at Facebook/UnitedOneCU and on Instagram @UnitedOneCU. Our next episode will be scheduled for February, the month of love. So we hope that you love the show enough to come back and join us again. So thank you all very much for tuning in. Until next time, take care and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep. Bye. Bye-bye. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.